there are all kinds of new teachings coming out on homosexuality and how to deal with it, how to respond to the arguments and so forth. For example, there's a film, a new media documentary that's coming out titled For the Bible Tells Me So. In this, there are a couple of questions, among others, that are posed. Let me give you a couple of examples. So in For the Bible Tells Me So, you read this question: when the term abomination is used in the Hebrew Bible, it is always used to address a ritual wrong. It is never used to refer to something innately immoral. So eating pork was not innately immoral for a Jew, but it was an abomination because it was a violation of a ritual requirement. So this has to do with ritual, and there's nothing innately wrong, is the basic argument. Well, when someone who is an advocate of the gay gospel brings up a biblical argument like this, or a pseudo-argument like this, how do you deal with it? Is it crickets? Or can you give an answer, a reason for why the Bible teaches that that is not the case, and to hold that position is actually homophobic? Are you equipped to do that? Here's another one. Again, this is in the documentary For the Bible Tells Me So. In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, it says, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Now, if you read the Bible on a face value level, that reading disregards several very important things. The first one is just a few verses before that. Moses teaches in Leviticus that it is an abomination to eat shrimp. Well, we eat shrimp, so why can't we have homosexuality? What's really wrong with it? And if you take the Bible in light of the Bible, then abomination is no more evil than eating shrimp today. That's the basic argument from the gay movement. How do you deal with it? Again, if you want to reach people who are involved in some kind of sin that's very detrimental to them on a physiological and a psychological level, how do you deal with them with gentleness and with respect? Really, I guess more to the point is, how do you read the Bible for all it's worth? How do you read the Bible in light of the Bible? How do you interpret Scripture in light of Scripture? And what about the Old Testament laws? Is there a difference between the moral law and civil and ceremonial laws that are fulfilled in Jesus Christ? Again, how do you read the Bible for all it's worth is the basic essence of the issue.